They didn't see you.
I think a real game changer.
The marketing automation discussion. All right, automators, it's time for the second part of our two-episode segment on tech-enabled recruitment. In this episode, the founder of Interseller and I get very tactical and even showcase a specific automated process for discovering, enriching, and serving an automated multi-touch cold outreach campaign to candidates and ensuring the entire process is synced with your ATS or your CRM. Who should listen to this episode? Anybody who is hiring. Founders, team leads, any recruiters. Why am I talking to the founder of Interseller, Mr. Stephen Liu, for this episode? Well, Stephen is one of the most knowledgeable people I know when it comes to data enrichment, when it comes to LinkedIn's API, and when it comes to cold outreach. Interseller has a native integration with the top two ATSs around, applicant tracking systems. Interseller also has the ability to find personal emails, not just business emails, which is necessary if you are attempting to use cold email in your outreach to those who are not currently employed. We cut to the automation after about 50 seconds, but I'd advise you to listen to the entire episode. It's only about 30 minutes. And then afterwards, you can head to automated.af. You can search for the video on the homepage. Just type in recruitment and it will show up. And then you can watch the video and dive into the actual setup of the automation. I'm very excited to hear feedback on this one. It took a lot of time to put together, this one and the part one. So if you do have any comments, please email me, team@automated.af. That's T-E-A-M @automated.af. And go ahead and tell me what you think or any follow-up questions that you have. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, Stephen, let's start by first introducing yourself and then Interseller.
So I'm Stephen Liu, CEO and CTO of Interseller. I've been building workplace automation kind of tools for a number of companies. And I'm here to tell you about Interseller. Interseller basically helps recruiting teams find anyone's personal email address and help send emails through email sequences automatically, follow-ups, initial emails like that. And the cool part is, you know, we can actually automatically sync the candidates that you find with Interseller, their email addresses, and all the emails you send straight into whichever ATS you're using, whether it be Greenhouse, Bullhorn, Cats, whatever you use, we support. That's kind of like Interseller in a nutshell.
So we're interrupting the podcast real quick so we can run through the Cliff Notes version of this automated recruitment strategy. It's a beast. So you'll definitely want to head to the site and check out the visuals. You can head to the blog and search recruitment, or you can head to the homepage and search recruitment if you don't have the direct link. But if you're on the podcast page, we will link to it in the notes. So if you're watching the video, you'll see the nice visual of the slides that we've created. If you are listening to the podcast, I'll try to do my best to articulate what exactly is happening. So the steps to this automation. Step one, you want to define your audience. Step two, you want to activate Interseller, interseller.io. Step three, you want to write the copy for your sequences, connection requests, and your email copy. Interseller actually will help with the email side of things. Number four, you want to set up Orca. So use orca.com. Number five, you want to connect Zapier to Orca. Number six, you want to push leads and start connection requests sequences. So there is a step between five and six. If you do not have leads, you want to request some data from Interseller, or you can go to your data source and collect your data, however you do. Number seven, you want to delay the start of the email campaign for 5 days after the start of the connections campaign. And that allows you time to go ahead and see what's happening, who's responding to the LinkedIn outreach campaign, and give your ATS or your CRM time to propagate and make sure that there's no duplication going on. And number eight, you want to run your cold email outreach sequence after that delay. Number nine, you want to filter and export the list of all who did not reply or opt out. And number 10, you want to zap that list or manually load it to Orca, whichever you choose, to start the messaging sequence to those who did not reply or opt out. If you're watching the video, you can see now a visual of the actual journey from Interstellar zapping over to Orca, Orca pushing the messaging requests, and anyone that is responding or engaging with that messaging request gets zapped back into Interstellar, which then updates the list of outreach. And there's a native two-way sync to Bullhorn, as well as Greenhouse, and I believe Lever 2 inside Interstellar. And then there's a Zap application, so you can go ahead and connect your CRM if you do not use ATS, and you can sync open replies with your ATS. The one other thing I'll mention for the podcast, I won't go into this into too much more detail as far as the strategy is concerned. You can go ahead and check out this slide on the website, but defining and finding your prospects. So this is really important. Your actual prospects, your recruits, you want to be very detailed with defining who those are. You want to run a few different searches. Obviously, you can use LinkedIn, you can use the recruitment tool, you can use a general search. If you have a free LinkedIn account, they will limit that. But there are other talent search tools like Dice.com has a good one that we link to. And then on slide 6, if you're watching the video, you will see a whole list of other recruitment specific search tools that you can use to really narrow down a list of candidates. And that could be a filtered list in any of these websites, or it could be the actual profile URLs for those candidates. So LinkedIn is going to be probably your best option to go ahead and share the profile URLs with your data enrichment team. If you're using Interstellar, this is pretty simple. All you have to do is give them the really strict definition of who you're after. And the other reason why we use Interstellar in this automation is because they are very good and also allow you to designate specifically personal emails if you would like to use only personal emails. This is a US-based strategy, so if you are listening from the EU, it will not work for you because you cannot email these recruits in this fashion or send them these types of messages. So go ahead and check that out. I'll link to everything that I've just mentioned in the podcast notes, as well as under this video if you're watching the video on YouTube or anywhere else. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll get back into the discussion with Steven.
You know, a lot of those like cold outreach programs and, you know, all those Chrome extensions out there, they're tailored specifically to do many different things. With Interstellar, we're actually really targeted towards recruiters. So we built a lot of awesome features that recruiters absolutely need. So first one being is you're probably used to like utilizing like 3 or 4 different Chrome extensions to find someone's personal email address or like a candidate that you're really looking for. But what we've done is actually combined all of these different data sources. And we made sure and we built like quality assurance system to make sure all of these data sources that we're aggregating are of the utmost quality, right? So you don't have to like purchase any more of these Chrome extensions. You just utilize Interstellar and we do all the heavy lifting for you. We verify the email address. We check to make sure it's deliverable. We check to make sure you're not hitting a spam filter. We do that all automatically within Interstellar. I think the really cool part is, you know, I think a lot of recruiters love kind of really personalizing their emails. So we've built some things to do just that. So first one is you can obviously do mail merge stuff, you know, like, hey, at first name, like, hey, Steve, you can put in their company name, things like that. But I think the cooler thing is when you're on LinkedIn and you're looking at someone's profile, you can actually personalize the first message for that candidate right on their profile. So you can kind of like scroll through their LinkedIn profile, see what they've done before, you know, projects, work history, and all that kind of stuff. You can tailor your email straight from LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. So now that everybody knows who you are, Steven, and why we have Interstellar on the show to discuss the automation that's coming up shortly. So if you're listening, we will actually explain the automation, the gist of it, but it is detailed. So you're going to have to go to automated.af and look in the resources section for this automation video. And there will be a link to the actual Google Docs presentation that you can then download and have all of the steps and visuals that you'll need to complete it. But we have Interstellar on, and we have Steven on, and he's highly experienced in cold outreach, and he hears from the bottom up all day long what is going on with cold outreach specific to candidates, from his customers, from his users, from the people that he works with at the ATSs like Greenhouse and Bullhorn that he's integrated with. So let's talk about that real quickly, Steven. What are the best practice recommendations you have for cold outreach to candidates?
First one is, we see cold calls basically not working anymore. So we tend to see a lot of robocalls and all that kind of stuff. So candidates are picking up the phone a lot less. The government is actually cracking down on it, so it's going to get a lot harder, meaning that you're probably going to be wasting a lot of time just trying to call candidates, right? I think the second one that we see most of the time with, you know, cold email and cold outreach is you're probably spending way too much time trying to like figure out and combine which tools that you're trying to utilize. And that's why kind of like we've built Interstellar. We built one streamlined experience. Make sure that, you know, you don't have to worry about 10 different tools or worrying if one thing is integrates with the other. We kind of do all the heavy lifting. The next piece is, I think a lot of recruiters kind of like forget about the top of the funnel and worry a lot more about the bottom of the funnel. So what they tend to do is, for one job spec, they kind of put in 5,000 candidates at the top of the funnel, or even like 1,000. What I tend to say to that is, that's way too much. If you're doing 1,000, you should probably be taking a look at what candidates that you're actually targeting. With Interstellar and all of the recruiters that use Interstellar, we actually see recruiters only need about 120 contacts message, you know, reached out to or any form like that, to in order to fill that job spec. So if you think about that, you only need 120 people that you've curated for maybe an extra 5 or 10 minutes. And you will be able to fill that job role within a month. And we pretty much help all of our recruiters get to that state too. So that way you're not like messaging 1,000 or 2,000 people, which can hurt your deliverability and really put you in the spam filters. And nobody wants that.
Yes, sir. So the best practices there, biggest one is, less is more when it comes to outreach to candidates. You do not want to flush the funnel with an entire database of candidates that is higher than what you recommended. The 120, that's a great cadence. That's a great number per position. And that's the same with any B2B outreach. You can burn these contacts. You know, they may not be bad contacts if they're not interested in what you're proposing, but they're bad for right then. So you don't want too many. And there's only one position to fill. This is something that once you fill it, it may not need to be filled again for several years. So definitely just do enough, get that candidate interested, get them in the pipeline or get a few in, and whatever your conversion rate is to filling that position, that can kind of help you predict those numbers. But if you're a recruiter and you're listening, you have any other recommendations that are similar that you've used, definitely give us some feedback. Email us, team@automated.af. So that brings us to the final question here. Let's conclude with any future product releases or any product announcements that you are able to discuss. Then talk about a quick CTA for Interstellar. What can people do to get started? And then how listeners should connect with you, Steven.
Me being the CEO, I can probably tell you a lot of cool things that we're doing here at Interstellar. But I think the one your listeners would really love is, you know, a lot of the time we tell recruiters that you're trying to build like a relationship with your candidates rather than trying to like push them just a job. Because a lot of the time your reply is, generally speaking, hey, I'm not really looking at this current time, or if they're happy at their current job, but they still want to keep in touch with you. So we've built a system which automatically can like figure out which candidates you need to follow up with over time. So the general good cadence is like 3 to 6 months. And cool part is, we can actually do that for you automatically. We find the candidates inside of your ATS, the ones that we need to reach out to that have had interest before. We automatically send them an email. Obviously, you can review what the emails go out, but we can also personalize it. If they've mentioned a last position or a last project, we can also mention that too. And we'll automatically send this cadence for you. So that way you don't have to do it. It's kind of like, you know, a secretary without having a secretary doing that kind of work for you. And yeah, for the latter, if you would love to use Interstellar or just try it out, feel free to reach us. We have a contact form straight on our site, or you can message me or email me directly at steve@interstellar.io. Not stellar, Interstellar.
Yes, that's a big one. So it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's Interse. Cliffnotes.com.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. And I've gotten that wrong before too. And your autocorrect will want to correct you. So make sure it's Interseller. So the name implies what it does. You guys have an awesome product. And I'm very excited to get this launched actually with a new project that I'm on. I'm so going to put my money where my mouth is and make sure that we can wrangle some candidates with this automation. So thank you for contributing the automation. I'm thrilled for people to see what it looks like. So definitely head to automated.af, click on the resources link, and we'll make it very easy for you to find this. If you're listening to this and you do have the show notes in front of you, there'll be a link to this in the show notes. And check out this whole automation. It's got some visual components that you'll want. So pull up the Google presentation. I'll have a link to that. It'll be open so anybody can view it. So we're very excited for that. We thank Steven for helping us put that together. Look out for all of the really amazing things that Interseller is going to do for future episodes with Steven. So thank you very much, Steven. Have a good rest of the week, and I'll actually hopefully see you in a couple days.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Take care.